Researchers find themselves doing some strange things in the pursuit of science. A group of them are currently on a North Queensland island, staring, transfixed by tanks of coral. They're waiting to catch coral spawn from 10 different species. Just to make things interesting, they don't know when each species will spawn, and when they do, the scientists will have to move fast. The coral spawns just one night a year. Stephanie Smale reports.
The Great Barrier Reef is alive with new life. Dr. Sylvain Faure from the Australian National University is trying to capture some of it for research.
Coral spawning is a little bit like snow, except it goes from the bottom to the top of the ocean. And so you see all these tiny particles of yellow, red and white floating slowly towards the surface.
Researchers have a rough idea when coral will spawn, but it can keep them waiting for weeks, and it doesn't last long once it's started. To get a clean sample, scientists have moved corals into tanks on Orpheus Island, north of Townsville. They're checked every 20 minutes.
You don't know exactly what night it's going to be. You know roughly that it's going to be within a week or 2 weeks interval, but you don't know exactly which night it's going to be. So slowly the stress builds up.
This year's coral spawning is a crucial part of a study that's mapping the DNA of 10 types of coral for the first time. Only two species out of an estimated 1,000 in the world have been mapped before. Sylvain Faure says coral spawn is the purest sample of the coral animal.
If you take coral on a reef, you have all these additional components, the algae and the microbes. And so if you try to extract DNA from this complex community, it is extremely hard to make sense of it.
Eva Abal is the Chief Scientific Officer of the Great Barrier Reef Foundation that's coordinating the project. She says researchers are applying the techniques used to map the human genome to coral to see how it can adapt to global warming.
If we understand the human body, the human function, and we know what our DNA composition is, we are able to look at how our body responds to treatment to cancer, for example. So for a coral, that's exactly the same. So if we're able to understand the genetic composition of a coral, we're able to understand how it can adapt, if it does adapt.
Eva Abal says analysing the coral spawn is a baby step towards finding ways to protect the Great Barrier Reef.
Can we develop a test that will actually determine stress before the corals die off by looking at the DNA? Can we come up with a map of the Great Barrier Reef that will look at connectivity, that these coral species are connected to these coral species because of their DNA composition, and as such, they probably are more resilient compared to the others? This will hopefully lead us to looking at areas in the reef that we need to protect.
Eva Abal from the Great Barrier Reef Foundation. Stephanie Smale, our reporter.